Brilliant stuff from Mary Black. And with any luck, she's down the line. Mary, how you doing?
Johnny, how are you?
Ah, great. Listen, I have to ask you how you are, because you were in hospital recently, weren't you?
I was. I had a particularly bad dose of, nasty dose of shingles.
Whoa.
Which kind of came on me out of the blue, and I was very sick by the time I actually got to hospital. So it was one of those things that just came out of the blue and knocked me for six. So I had to cancel some concerts the last couple of weekends. But I'm back fighting, and every day I feel stronger. I'm out a week out of the hospital now. So I've been just minding myself, to be honest, Johnny.
Well, I was going to say, you must have been told to take it easy then.
Absolutely, yeah. But I mean, I have been doing that, and I've been well looked after here, and everybody's been so good. And I've been taking all the medicines and having plenty of rest and no stress whatsoever. And I think what will carry me through at the weekend now will be adrenaline and support from my fans, who I know will be there behind me, you know. And I'm fine. My voice is fine. That's the main thing.
Well, that's,
and I'm definitely on the mend.
That's the main thing. Should they have to carry you on, as long as you can sing?
That's right. There's a voice anyway.
Sure. Listen, if you don't feel too great, Mr. Dr. Showbiz will kick in, you know, to get you through that hour or two.
Well, that's it. As I said, the adrenaline is a great thing, you know. And, you know, no matter how bad you feel, oftentimes I've had to, you know, go out on stage when I wouldn't be feeling 100%. But, you know, after the first or second song, you're feeling no pain. You're completely, it's like sport as well. You forget all your troubles. You forget everything. And you just get involved in the music and what's happening in the moment. And it's a great thing, you know. But I'm actually every day I'm stronger. I feel fine. I know it, and it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's good, because there's been a load of people asking about you, you know.
I know. And people have been so good, you know.
Oh, well, that's good, Mary, because it's, you know, you're not messing about. If you end up in hospital with shingles, you know, it's they don't do it for nothing, you know.
No, exactly. Yeah, they had to put me on an IV drip and the whole thing, because it had got kind of out of control a little bit.
Mm.
But they caught it back, and thankfully there isn't any fallout from it.
Oh, well, that's good.
So far, anyway. Yeah.
That's
good. It's grand.
So
thank God.
You're in Bernavon Theatre in Cookstown, 28th this Saturday. Now, I've had loads of people in Belfast saying, why is she not playing Belfast? You know, one of the big places. I'm sure you're too busy. Anyway.
Don't ask me. I don't get involved in choosing the venues. You can talk to Joe. It depends. You know what I mean? I suppose we're doing a few gigs up around the north and in and around, you know.
I know you're doing a Millennium Forum in Derry the week after. You're doing a Millennium the week after,
But that's exactly right.
In these gigs, you're doing just the songs of Jimmy McCarthy. Do you hold him in such high esteem?
Well, of course I do.
Yeah.
I mean, you just listened to one of his songs there. Oh. An amazing songwriter, one of Ireland's great, great songwriters. And I, of course, have recorded so many of his songs over the years. And then when he approached me last year about this project to bring out an album of me singing just his songs, I was honoured, number one, because many people have recorded a song, not just me. And then, of course, he had some new songs, which was lovely. So I will be doing, I'll be doing a good few of Jimmy's songs. I won't be doing them all night. They'll be interspersed among other favourites and nuggets, hopefully. But there will be, I suppose, I'm highlighting Jimmy and his writing over this tour. And it's great, because the material is so strong. I mean, a lot of the time I sing all these songs anyway. No Frontiers, Katie, Bright Blue Rose, Adam at the Wheel, all beautiful songs. And people love them because they can sing along, you know. I mean, a lot of Jimmy's songs have very powerful choruses, and they kind of encourage people, and that's the kind of gig I like. I think coming from the Black family, where chorus singing was everything, we all join in and everything, you know, that's kind of gig I enjoy, and I love to hear people sing along and get involved and be part of the whole thing, you know.
And the thing is, Mary, I mean, yourself and Jimmy seem to be a match made in heaven from day one.
Well, it's very true. I mean, I was lucky to be in the right place at the right time to be, have my hands on songs like the ones I mentioned. And he was looking for someone, a platform, I suppose, for his songs to be heard. And it just was just one of those things that, two stars collided at the same time and it worked. And, you know, there have been other writers too. I mean, shouldn't just, you know, people like Noel Brazil, whose songs I've been singing down through the years as well. You know, Mick Maloney, I'll think of it in a second.
Mick Hanley.
So many great writers. Tom Moore, you know, great writers.
Because I loved your version of Past the Point of Rescue was brilliant as well.
Yes,
I loved that.
Yes,
you know?
A great song. Yeah, a fantastic song, yeah.
So when you're, I mean, obviously, since you, when your profile, you know, started to rise, people must have been sending you songs. Is there anything particular you look for in a song that you think that'll suit me?
Yeah, it's funny about that, because sometimes you can get a song and people would think it'd be perfect for me, and then I listen. Don't know. It's hard to put a finger on what exactly it is that draws me to a song. Obviously, lyrics play a big part. Yeah. If I'm not writing the lyrics myself, I feel I have to be able to stand behind the emotion of the song and, you know, feel those, the lyrics. But it's not just that. It's the whole package. And a melody is, you know, a good melody for me is something that when I can hang my hat on a good melody, it's fabulous too, you know. So yeah, it's a mix of things. You just know, it's an instinctive thing I have. And if it moves me, then I hope I can kind of move other people with that song as well. And that's part of it too, you know.
Yeah, because it does seem like your selection process is very consistent, because, you know, there are songs you'll hear and you think, that's a Mary Black song, you know. And
yeah,
I mean that in the nicest way possible. That's identifiable as something that you would do, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose it's a style, and it's a style of music that I suppose I've made a mark on. You know, it's kind of folky, it's kind of country, it's kind of this, it's kind of that. It's a mix, you know, of different genres even of music that I kind of include in what I do, and it just becomes, I suppose, the Mary Black sound, you know.
Yeah, but there's even lyrically, as you said, there's usually a poignant line in somewhere, you know, that would make you think, or maybe tear at your heartstrings a bit.
But there's a little bit of a poet in me as well, and I love good lyrics. You know, I always say a great songwriter has the ability to say something in a few words that would probably take me 2 pages to say, you know. And that's the beauty of a good writer, you know. They can just put a few words together and it says everything. Whereas, you know, someone like myself, if I put pen to paper, although I have written a few songs that I'm happy about, but I wouldn't be a writer as such, but I'm a good interpreter, and that to me is a real gift, you know, if you can say so much in so little time, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. So listen, Bernavon Theatre, Cookstown, that's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you doing it as a solo gig, or you and a guitarist? I mean, you and a band?
Oh,
what's the story?
I have my full band.
Whoa.
And I have a fabulous band. Yeah, I have Richie Buckley on sax. My guitar player's been with me for 20 years, Bill Shanley. Pat Crowley's been with me over 30 years. He's on piano and accordion, and we have bass, Nick Scott from Belfast. So it's a great, great band.
Well, listen, for anybody listening who doesn't know, that's basically a who's who of Irish musicians. It really is.
Exactly, yeah. They're amazing. They're musicians. Everyone, I always talk about my band because they are so brilliant. And I'm very spoiled, really, having them, you know, but it's wonderful. And they'll be behind me all the way this weekend.
Well, that's brilliant. Listen, Mary, good luck. Yeah. Let's hope the health continues to improve. And you enjoy yourself.
Thanks a million, Johnny. All the best.
Thanks, Mary. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.